All right, this week, let's get started out on the gridiron where the Park City Miners put on their best performance of the year so far. Hosting the Union Cougars on Dozier Field, the two teams played an exciting football game under what turned out to be cool and dry skies. The Miners' offense finally came to life, and they put up 36 points. However, it wasn't quite enough as they fell 37-36. Ian Moritz ran for a touchdown, also passed for one. Sophomore quarterback Harrison Wakefield threw three touchdowns, and Connor Anderson and Alec Wing both caught two touchdown passes each. In the Miners' loss. This week, the Miners go on the road out to Tooele to take on the Buffaloes on Friday night at 7 p.m. And mark your calendars, the Park City High School homecoming will be on Friday night, September 27th, against Uinta. Girls soccer opened their Region 10 play at home against the Juan Diego Soaring Eagle, and as is the norm, these two teams seem very evenly matched. They battled to a 1-1 tie that not even a double overtime could provide a winner. Lindsay Gordon scored her first goal of the year for the Lady Miners' lone goal. This week, the girls are at Morgan on Tuesday, then back at home on the North 40 to host Union on Thursday afternoon. Both of those matches will kick off at 3:30 p.m. Girls volleyball, who's 9-5 on the year, continues to electrify the volleyball court and making believers out of their fans and competition. After finishing second in the Flying High Falcons tournament, where they had victories over Uinta, Judge, Ogden twice, and Clearfield twice, they came back into the shaft to host Summit County rival North Summit. The Lady Braves made a match of it in the first set that Park City eventually took 27-25. And that was as close as the Braves would get, as the Miners, who were led by Sammy Thomas's 36 assists and the strong hitting of Whitney Wakefield, Tressa Buckland, and Chrissy Glassman, the Miners swept the Braves out of the gym 3-0. This week, the girls will open Region 10 play with matches out in Uinta on Tuesday and then back in the shaft on Thursday to host Union, that match starting at 6:30. After losing many key runners to graduation last year, Coach Wyant wasn't sure how his girls' roster would fare this fall, but last weekend the girls showed the cross-country dynasty of Park City is not about to come to an end as they took second in the Murray Invitational. That meet had 42 teams competing from the state, and the Miners were only behind Davis, a 5A school, who is currently ranked 8th in the nation. First-year runner Mackenzie Bothner, who also plays soccer, she finished 5th, and also senior Maddie Christian and junior Alyssa Snyder had great finishes. In the same meet, the boys had a very respectable showing, coming in 14th. Next up for the cross-country teams will be a meet in Idaho at the Furman Invitational. Lastly, girls tennis finally got to play at home when they hosted Uinta. The girls easily beat the Lady Utes, as behind the strong play of number one singles player Solveig Carlson and number two singles player Danielle Lesher. This week, they will travel out to Union on Tuesday and then back home in the Mark on Thursday to host Morgan at 3:30. The Miner Nation Report is brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, and Todd Wakefield, Attorney at Law. Hey, be sure to like us on Facebook at Park City Miner Nation. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report.